You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
I live in Miami. Look, tourists come from Miami, from other parts of the world to Miami Beach and everything. Someone falls sick, they get their smartphone, but via e-visit, consults with their prescriber. He sends the prescription to the pharmacy. But this person doesn't know this area. So with this program, they can have the medication delivered in 2 hours. And that's very key, because as soon as the patient starts the antibiotic, the better it is for all parties involved, HMO and then the patient as well. So that's what has driven this idea for the most part. Hello, this is Ableke Abudule, founder of Linguistics Consulting Group, and you're listening to Pharmacy Podcast.
Hey, Pharmacy Podcast Nation, this is the founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, Todd Urey. What a great beginning to the new year. I hope you guys are having a great January, which we're wrapping up very soon, 2019. Already progressing pretty quickly, lots going on. Excited about what's happening in our network, what's happening to our podcast team, our 25 co-hosts. I want to give a shout out to Dr. Ashley Clevens Hayes and the success of the RX Buzz podcast, wrapping up her very first season as a rookie of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Maybe she's the rookie of the year of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Hey, I'm going to be doing some reviews myself. We're going to be calling the show the Pharmacy Podcast Nation, which will be a review of the nation, as well as thought leaders in our industry. I come across these thought leaders through social media, mostly LinkedIn specifically. Today's guest is no different. Dr. Ek Vigili, I'm butchering that name. I want to welcome you to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you for having me, and I'm glad to be here.
So I ran into you, I think it was on LinkedIn, is that right?
Correct, yes, it was LinkedIn.
So you wrote something that really got my gears turning. I want you to share kind of a little bit about yourself first, and then I'm going to dig into this article that you put together that was very interesting about Amazon, Uber, Lyft, and how they're racing to deliver prescriptions and scripts and how this might change things, especially with the advent of Amazon making a very aggressive play into the healthcare space, specifically pharmacy. But first of all, Leke, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
My name is Leke Agbejile. I'm a pharmacist by profession. 2 years into my pharmacy career, I got a little bit bored. So I went and took a master's degree in computer science. And then right now, I just finished a program with Villanova University for Lean Six Sigma. So most of my writings have been based on the learnings from Lean Six Sigma. And then before I kind of go ahead, I'll probably just put a disclaimer out there. I currently work for CVS Pharmacy, but the opinions and ideas shared here, not in any way represented by CVS Pharmacy. They're personal and my own. Thank you, Todd.
Very good. No, that's good. And CVS Health Careers Division is a sponsor of their careers channel on the Pharmacy Podcast Network. They're doing some great things to really help pharmacy students, residents take that next stage of their career. They've even done a special intern program that is catering towards the Spanish-speaking healthcare consumer, which has been very impressive. We've supported that program for 2 years now. So no worries there, Kayla. Let's talk about the concept that you were talking about, really digging into the advancements in telemedicine, blockchain technologies, how things are changing in the banking industry, the landscape of community pharmacy, specialty pharmacy, long-term care pharmacy, compounding are going to be impacted by these technologies. And you were really talking about the coming of Uber-like or Lyft-like transportation services to be leveraged onto the prescription life cycle. Just give us a summary of what you were talking about.
I've been a pharmacist for quite a while, and I've spent most of my time in retail. And it hurts to see the level of prescription abandonment that happens in the pharmacy. And what I mean by that is people go to the doctor's office, actually get a physical prescription, and bring it to the pharmacy, and they just don't come back for it. And I did some research, and I kind of figured out there are two main components to it. One is cost, and the other is what you call the white coat phenomenon. So they go to the doctor's office, see a doctor or a nurse practitioner or other providers, and they just feel better, and they just don't get a medication. So, and that's a gap that we currently experience in the pharmacy, retail pharmacy world today. So my whole idea is, how can we bridge that gap? And what infrastructures do we have currently that can help us do that? And that's where Uber and Amazon came into play, because Amazon is a big player when it comes to logistics, delivering through Amazon Prime and the other subsidiaries. And Uber, of course, you have Uber Eats and then Grubhub. So I'm thinking, if I can get my food from McDonald's in 30 minutes or 40 minutes hot and everything, why can't I get my medication from the pharmacy in the same way? Thank you.
I understand why Amazon's become so successful. They've really mastered the art and the science of prompt delivery. As you mentioned, Amazon Prime, I'm a Prime member. I look up something today, I think up until maybe 4 o'clock, maybe even sometimes 6 o'clock in the evening. And what do you know, I get it by 12 o'clock the next day. Right. That's pretty amazing. They've figured out that by centralizing product, the most items always centralize closest to the consumer. So all these consumables and commodities and the growth of their warehouses, they're going to start studying what pockets of the United States gravitate towards what brands, what products, what's more popular in their distribution center in Jacksonville, Florida, versus Wichita, Kansas, Sacramento, California. And what I'm thinking is now the coming of prescription delivery. There's lots of people out there, Lacke, that will be upset with thinking that that's the commodity of medication. But to me, doesn't it play into this value-based care press that pharmacy is pushing for right now? The network CPESN, Community Pharmacy Enhanced Services Network. It's a national network, 2,600 members, growing very rapidly. Very dynamic organization, innovative in thought, delivering value from pharmacy services, not the transaction. So what do you think of the transaction being starting to disappear, not completely, but starting to disappear, and the pharmacist rising as an actual clinical healthcare provider, digging into medication management? What do you think of that?
Definitely, that's where we're going. And you're right by saying the HMOs actually moving towards value-added programs to their lives, their consumers. And I believe as a result of that, there's going to be limited foot traffic in the pharmacy, and telepharmacy, which is a subsidiary of Cardinal Health, and the likes of that will actually take over. And we will still have that interface with the pharmacist at on demand. It's just that it's kind of going to be a little bit different from what it is today. And being in retail pharmacy today, I know for a fact the constraints we have in properly counseling our patients. We literally have to tear ourselves away from the hustle and bustle in the pharmacy to address these patients. And it helps you sometimes when you think you haven't provided the right information or enough information. So definitely, like you said, with blockchain and telemedicine, this is where we're going. And one of the examples I would like to share is, I live in Miami. A lot of tourists come from Miami, from other parts of the world, to Miami Beach and everything. Someone falls sick, they get their smartphone, but via e-visit, consults with their prescriber, he sends a prescription to the pharmacy. But this person doesn't know this area. So with this program, they can have the medication delivered in 2 hours. And that's very key, because as sooner the patient starts the antibiotic, the better it is for all parties involved, HMO and then the patient as well. So that's what has driven this idea for the most part.
By the way, today's episode is brought to you by RX Coffee. And Lake, you might not realize this, but RX Coffee is headquartered in Miami, Florida.
Wow. I got to reach out to them.
Have you ever drank RX Coffee?
I do. I mean, I do Cuban coffee and everything. I believe it's going to be like Cuban coffee pretty much.
Yes. I think that they have definitely a Cuban flavor, but they do other flavors too. So, hey, I'm a big coffee drinker. I order my coffee usually through Amazon Prime, but I'm always looking for the entrepreneurial deliverer of coffees. And I hooked up with Connor over at RX Coffee through Instagram. So I really like his whole approach, his branding, his black and white logo, which matches the Pharmacy Podcast Network. And hey, I want to talk about this whole stat drop thing that you wrote about too, and what that means to kind of extend the services. I want pharmacists out there to think about this entrepreneurially. So we're at the beginnings of this. This is the Wild West. So if you're an entrepreneur, like Sean Naren in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for example, love Sean, shout out to Sean Naren. He's been a pharmacy owner and business developer for over 15 years. He understands the business. Imagine someone like Sean adopting the Uber, Lyft environment and start exercising and partnering with Lyft drivers to extend his services to mitigate the cost of having to have drivers on his own. How do you see that working, Lackey, with independently owned community pharmacies reaching out to a group of drivers through, let's say, Uber or Lyft, or even someone being entrepreneurial enough to create their own? RX2Go, for example, the organization out of Louisiana, does long-term care pharmacy and other pharmacy deliveries, and RX2Go has really concentrated on delivery, and I think it's a needed space. But what do you think, Lackey?
StatDrop is actually a brainchild of mine, and I own a consultancy firm, linguistics consulting group, and we've done some analytics, and I kind of figure out that StatDrop pretty much is all about making sure medications, prescribed antibiotics, and the likes get into the hands of the end consumer within 2 hours. Been in the pharmacy world for a long time, we have a rudimentary delivery system which goes out just once a day. So if the delivery driver leaves the pharmacy at say 2 o'clock, and then you have a start antibody coming at 4, that patient will either have to come in and pick it up or actually wait till the next day. So start drop is going to have like 4 different windows, delivery windows: 8 a.m. in the morning, 12 noon, 4 p.m. and at 7 p.m. So we'll have, the whole idea is to have a driver who's going to be a licensed pharmacy technician to deliver these medications to the patients. And we have a temperature controlled cold chain. So if it's an insulin or other medications like that, they will maintain the same temperature cold chain until they get to the end consumer. And the reason why I actually believed Amazon might leverage Uber or Lyft is just because, you know, they have the drivers on the street all the time and all that stuff, but they may not necessarily be the right person to deliver specialty medications. So in my case, I'm bringing in like some knowledge base in forms of a pharmacy technician to actually do the delivery.
So you're actually doing some of the coordination of delivery. What sector of the country are you focused on?
Pretty much in Miami, down south here. And there is a company called Vitus Home Health. I mean, I have a few people, like Deliver Start is another company like in Orlando. And they deliver through all the Vitus facilities. You know, I can partner with them every now and then.
So you're obviously concentrated on South Florida. However, you're growing with an additional network and partners up into Orlando as well?
Correct, with DeliverStart.
That's great. That's great. Talk about the metrics, the financial impact to this. Where's the savings and coordination of reimbursement, per se, of the Uber driver for the prescription medication? Does Medicaid pay for transportation right now?
Not exactly that I'm aware of. And with respect to Medicaid and Medicare, certain items you cannot deliver, they have to pick them up. So that's another constraint that we have with that cohort of patients. But with Uber and Lyft, and I don't know exactly how much the average Uber ride costs, right? $5, $10. So I think that added cost would not necessarily prevent patients from utilizing that service. And we're looking at charging $5.99, $4.99, depending, you know, so it's not an egregious amount of money. And for that convenience, for a mother who just go back from the doctor's office or the emergency room with her son, her daughter sick, I mean, that would be like next to nothing to pay, because currently now they will have to come into the pharmacy, take the child from the car seat into the pharmacy, child is cranky, cry, and then back in the pharmacy. So a $5 premium will be a win for such patients.
Well, I've really enjoyed the conversation with you, Lake. I now consider you a valued member of my LinkedIn group, who I'm very specific about. I don't just say yes to everybody. I really like having a LinkedIn group that makes sense, and I've talked with and learned from and read some of your postings. And so keep doing this. Please share this show. If you're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast, if you're a new listener, welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. We have over 20 different channels dedicated to the profession and business of pharmacy. Been out since March 2nd, 2009. Our 10th anniversary is coming up on March 2nd, 2019, which is just amazing how fast time's gone. But if you can reach out to LinkedIn, Lake, and just keep in touch with me. And I also ask a favor of you, go to iTunes and leave the Pharmacy Podcast Network a written rating about the coverage, about our 20-plus stations with over 30 different participating pharmacists out there who believe in pushing the boundaries of the status quo and to transform our pharmacy industry into something next gen and no more of what's been going on for the last 20 years. It's time to move forward into the future of pharmacy. So, Lake, thanks so much for participating today on the Pharmacy Podcast Nation.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me. And definitely I'll go put the reviews in, and then I will definitely share this as it comes up. Okay. Thank you very much, Todd.
Thank you so much. You were listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation with guest Lake Akvigili. And Dr. Akvigili wrote a very interesting article on Amazon, the Amazon effect, Lyft, Uber, and how this will become more a part of the norm of our healthcare system. And pharmacy entrepreneurs out there, pay attention and leverage this. Get involved in these type of delivery services. Think of even something up on your own. Today's episode was brought to you by RX Coffee. DrinkRxCoffee.com. Ask Connor to send you a sample pack. Tell him that you heard this on the Pharmacy Podcast Nation. And as we thank you, listener, for always listening and your comments and your tweets at Pharmacy Podcast, Instagram at Pharmacy Podcast. We thank you so much for listening, and we will talk with you soon.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.